There was an interesting story that I read the other day that pointed out that Charlie has only run for re-election one time in his whole political career, which is pretty interesting. I think it's an interesting, it'll be an interesting race, especially on the Republican side. I see the race between Rubio and Chris to be, let's call it, pretty dynamic. It'll probably be pretty bloody, frankly.
You might see it as a surrogate of the Republican Party, the race for what is the Republican Party. You have the conservative Rubio and you have the centrist Crist, who might win in a primary. How do you see that shaping up in Florida?
That's a great question. I think that there are so many things that have kind of historical significance in politics in general, nationally and locally. I don't know if there's ever been a time in the Republican Party's history. I don't follow it that well because I'm a Democrat. But I don't think I've ever seen a party so torn apart before, ever. And that is an excellent point. There will be, there's a very conservative element, and there is another faction who are, I'm not sure what they're trying to be. I think they're trying to emulate what the Democrats are, but still call themselves Republicans. And I think at their core, the Republicans are really struggling to try to figure out who they should be today. And so there seems to be remnants of party of past and people trying to be this new party, and they are clashing heads. And that's why I think this race could be really, quite bloody, frankly.
And what about in the general election for Senate? Whoever wins the Democratic primary, do you think that they have a chance against Charlie Crist or whoever wins the Republican side?
You know the phrase, on any given Sunday in football? Well, on any given Tuesday, anything can happen. I think the Democrats have some tremendous candidates with great ability, great message, and great character. Whoever the Democratic nominee is that will run statewide is going to have a very active group, grassroots group. The Barack Obama campaign changed the dynamics of the state of Florida, maybe forever. So we as Democrats know how to work the ground hard, how to get our message out, and how to reach out to voters, Democrat, Republican, and independents, doesn't matter. I challenge the other side to come up with a better field organization that we're going to have statewide. If Charlie Crist survives and comes out as the Republican nominee, I like our odds a ton. Like I said, I love our candidates, and since Florida is as important state as it is, you're going to have the President of the United States down here helping get that win across the aisle. So I love it. I'm glad Charlie Crist decided to step into another race because he's going to be in for a good fight.
Let's switch now from senator to governor. Of course, the governor's mansion will be open. What do you think, what might happen in the governor's race?
Once again, we are at an interesting time today, Sean. All of a sudden, everything changes. And where we only have one member as a Democrat in the upper-tier cabinet, there's a very good chance that we might sweep it and really help change the dynamics of the state. Look, for the past 10 or 12 years, this state has been entirely controlled by the Republican Party and the Republican, whatever their agenda is, they've controlled this state. We just saw the state legislator finally come to a dismal conclusion. And once again, across the state of Florida, it doesn't matter what paper that you look at or what radio station you listen to, overwhelming, you heard time and again that this state legislator has just failed the state again. So this is a terrific day for the state of Florida because maybe finally we'll break that stranglehold that the Republicans have held at the state level for far too long, and maybe we'll get some common sense in there to help run the state back into a thriving economy instead of driving it into the ground, which they've been doing for the past, like I said, 10 or 12 years.
I'd also like to ask you about the announcements this week of the mayors of the two largest cities locally, Tampa and St. Petersburg, announcing that they won't immediately run for a higher office. What do you think about those decisions?
That's an interesting question. I was surprised, quite frankly. I mean, I don't know. I'm not involved with either of those individuals. I was kind of, since we're here in the I-4 corridor, I thought it would have been a pretty cool dynamic to see maybe those guys go head-to-head at like a CFO position or something. I would have liked to have seen that fight. but apparently that's not going to happen. So I'm not sure what either of them are thinking. Obviously, they've been around for a while. They have pretty strong name recognition in the area. Statewide is a different thing, of course. So we'll see. I think what's nice, though, is that they did take the time to think about their families, to think about, to carefully figure out what they wanted to do next, which is never a bad thing.